Welcome to Taste and See, Discovering the Bible, 2 minutes at a time, with author and teacher, Jabe Nicholson.
The Battle of the North against Jabin and his confederates was the last of the major campaigns. Here is Joshua's report card. Quote, "As the Lord had commanded Moses his servant, so Moses commanded Joshua, and so Joshua did. He left nothing undone of all that the Lord had commanded Moses." Joshua 11, verse 15. And as the description of the territory taken is recounted, certain details are highlighted. For example, quote, "Joshua made war a long time with all those kings. There was not a city that made peace with the children of Israel except the inhabitants of Gibeon." Verses 18 and 19. There is the record. Just one city's inhabitants, with her sister towns, was spared because just one sought peace. However, there is an explanation. It was God's intention to use the Israelites to execute his judgment on the wicked Canaanites. God had been keeping track a long time, and the reason for the longevity of Israel's captivity in Egypt was linked with his long-suffering towards Canaan. See Genesis 15, verse 16. Thus, quote, "It was of the Lord to harden their hearts, that they should come against Israel in battle, that he might utterly destroy them." Joshua 11, verse 20. To harden, the Hebrew hazak, could be translated to strengthen, and speaks of God locking in the resolve of their already stubborn hearts to fight against God. Against all common sense, and in spite of the growing evidence that it was mad to battle against Jehovah, they marched nonetheless to their doom. Now the question, if there was evidence in that far-off day, what about now? The scriptures are complete. The Savior has died and risen again. The Spirit works in every heart. Yet it is still true, quote, "He who is often rebuked and hardens his neck will suddenly be destroyed, and that without remedy." Proverbs 29, verse 1.
Find more of Jabe's Bible Talks at uplook.tv.